What is up, IGM community? This is episode 40 of Instagram Marketing Secrets. Yes, I just called you IGM community. That seems to be the consensus name that everyone has decided on my Instagram account. I've been making a poll for my followers and asking what should we call ourselves here. So I want to have some kind of way to identify you guys as my community. So IGM community, IGM tribe, Insta crew, Insta ninjas. Like I've heard so many suggestions and I've been putting them out to you guys. So it's not fully decided on yet, but if you are going to have some kind of input on it, act quickly. Okay. DM me on IGM secrets and let me know if you got an awesome name. I really like IGM community. I'm not completely sold on it to the fact that I'm like, that's it for sure. No questions asked. That's what we're going to be. So please voice your input if you've got it and let me know if you've got an awesome name for me to consider. And you could be the one who picks our name and I'll totally shout you out and your Instagram account, of course, on the podcast if you are the one who decides what would be a cool name for us. But for now, what is up, IGM community? Today we are doing the recap of the Leif Almberg interview. Hopefully you guys have already heard that. If not, I've been hearing amazing feedback on it. He really lays out some amazing tips here and stuff that we haven't gone into in the show at all yet. So Leif really broke the seal for us on some Facebook advertising, on commenting strategies, and then fake followers is the other major thing that we talked about. So those are the three topics we're going to be getting into today, where I'm going to talk about the main keys that Leif said, but then I'm also going to piggyback on them and give you my general advice. Because what I always do too, if they're doing the people I interview, if they're doing a bunch of things that I'm not necessarily doing or not doing great, then before I put together this analysis, I go out and I do all of those things first. So I have created a Facebook, Instagram stories ad, like Leif talks about in this show, since the interview happened about a week ago. I have been dealing with a lot of people who have fake follower problems and addressing that. And I have been doing the commenting strategy as well, trying to get all of this down so that I can give you my full rundown of here's my first steps in applying the information as well. So let's start off with the commenting strategy. So basically what Leif does, he's got his post notifications on for these big accounts that he follows that are in his market. So he's in the entrepreneurship market. So of course, Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, those are the accounts that he's got post notifications on. As soon as they post, he leaves a comment that is funny, is witty, is insightful, sparks a conversation, any of those things, okay? Anything that's going to get liked or commented back on. And you guys should already know, you guys are professional Instagrammers at this point, especially if you've listened to all 40 episodes, you should be pretty damn good now. But you understand what it takes to get someone to reply back to your comment. And you're trying to become that top comment, so you just naturally get more profile visits. So let me give you a couple more tips on this. One of the things that will instantly make you the top comment is if you can get the person who posted that post to comment back to you. So obviously you're going to tag their Instagram account. It is hard to get them to reply back if they're over probably like 500,000 followers. If they are getting well over 100 comments, it's gonna be very hard to do this. So in that case, it might not be the best strategy. You're gonna more go for something funny to get a bunch of likes, or you're gonna go for something insightful and you're asking a question, you're gonna try to start a discussion. Okay, so if you are the one who starts a discussion thread on that post, that will also quickly make you the top comment. Now, how to start a discussion is by taking an opinion. So sometimes it's okay, especially because it's online, it's not in person, that if you see a post where someone makes, I'm just gonna involve politics real quick, all right? If they throw out will say something positive about Trump and you're anti-Trump and you want to say something anti-Trump in the comments, as long as it identifies with your brand and what you're trying to do, okay? And like, not if it's, oh yeah, I'm a dog groomer and I'm just going to throw up Democratic comments, okay? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just using an example here. I'm just saying it's okay to take an opinion so that people have things to say about it, okay? Even if they're negative, they're still going to comment. People are way more likely that if they see someone comment something that they're like, I don't agree with that, they're super likely to voice their opinion in the form of a comment. If they agree with you, they're going to like it, which is still good, but it's going to be a little bit harder to just be like, I agree, and get 10 likes, okay? You're going to have to say something real funny as well as agreeing with them to get over 5 likes on your comment, or you're going to have to say something that is taking a side on something, okay? Not great post, not I love this, keep it up, not any of that BS, okay? If you say anything like that, people probably think you're a robot who said that anyways. So I do like to use their name a lot of the times too. It's something in there that indicates this is definitely not a robot comment. So again, guys, we're either trying to start a discussion to say something funny to get a bunch of likes, or to get the person who originally posted it to respond back to us. If they respond back to you, that's a very quick recipe for being the top comment. So tag them, see if you can do that. But like I said, Leif probably is not going to ever get Gary Vaynerchuk to respond back to him. However, if you're in the entrepreneur market and you follow someone who's got 75,000 followers, plenty of followers to work on, okay, 25,000. I know on my Instagram, I just said find people over 100,000, which is great, but I know some markets are smaller, or maybe you're too small of an account, or you just want to also use the same commenting strategy on accounts of 30K followers. Totally great. I'd even say anything over 10K is fair game, and it's easier to become the top comment on those smaller accounts, obviously, because there's way less comments happening on them. So that might be a good place for you to practice getting your comment as the top comment, but you also want to take some stabs at being the top comment on these people with huge accounts as well. Okay, the next thing we talked about is that what this does is increases your profile visits, not your followers. So Leif has it that his bio is set and ready to grab followers and tell them why they should follow him. This is another thing I talk about a lot. However, I've been doing so many account analyses, lately that I've really dug in and seen that a very common problem across a bunch of accounts is that your bio explains who you are, but it does not tell your listeners, or excuse me, your potential followers. You guys are my listeners. So your potential followers, why they should actually follow you, apart from, I like to hike, I live here, and here's a cool quote. It's not enough, okay? They don't follow you for who you are. They follow you for what you're going to provide to them. So if you are, we're going to say fitness industry, don't say, I'm a mom of 2, as well as a cat mom. I love to work out and I go to 24-hour fitness. You also have to have in there fitness tips and inspiration, fat burning workouts, your fitness coach along the way, DM me any questions you have. Okay, you have to say something that is going to provide them with a value apart from just telling them who you are in your bio. And that's why Leif can do these strategies where he's increasing all these people to go check out his page, because he knows that his bio, and then of course his content and everything after that, will convert them. But if your bio is not set up to convert someone who does not know you, who sees your account for the first time, into a follower, it's just not going to work. Okay? So So that's all I'll say about his commenting strategy. Let's go into the next thing that he mentioned with the fake followers. This is another problem that I keep seeing with a bunch of accounts that I'm analyzing, is that your following number is so much higher than your follower number. And as soon as you get over 1,000 or even 2,000, that's when Instagram starts to get really sketchy about you. If you are following too many people and Instagram has some kind of detection that thinks that you're either doing the follow on follow strategy, which is completely out, okay? Throw it out. I can tell you, I know it's getting you results right now. Completely throw it out. Your account will be killed by Instagram soon. Do not do it. Don't even do the, I'm just gonna follow a bunch of people and not unfollow them. That is okay to do with, I'm gonna say 50 people per week. Don't try to follow more than 50 people per week, because that's when it gets sketchy in Instagram's opinion, that they're like, they followed 300 people last week and they're all in different markets. It doesn't register in Instagram's algorithm the right way, okay? It's not even that a real person is going in there. It's just like Instagram's automations will pick up that they don't think you're real. And as soon as they have any suspicion, your hashtags will not work. If your hashtags don't work, then your post is only going to be seen by your followers who are super engaged with you and have liked nearly everything that you've posted. Okay, I just worked with an account, over 5,000 followers. Almost every post that they were doing was getting less than 100 likes, even though they had 5,000 followers. And it's because the engagement was totally ruined and the hashtags weren't working, because Instagram thought that they were a fake person because they were following like 6,000 people, which no one will ever truly want to follow 6,000 people. So guys, just know, if it's a marketing trick and people are getting results from it, it will only last so long. Every marketing trick will always get found out by Instagram and will be discouraged. So don't do anything that's disingenuous and is not something that Instagram would want you to do, like as a real person. They don't want you to go follow people and then go unfollow them a week later and make them mad that they're following tick. It just keeps going between 420 and 400. Okay, that's like my personal account. Every time I go on there, like 3 followers from marketing whatever, and I go check out their account and I'm like, I'm not gonna follow you, right? Like, it's gotta be my decision. And the fact that I'm aware of the follow one follow strategy, I'm never going to follow you back if you try that on me. I will never do that to you because I know what you're doing. And people are the same, okay? Even if you're a non-Instagram marketer, people know that this happens because they see it every day. They're like, yeah, my followers was 10 higher yesterday and today it's 10 lower because obviously I must have gotten unfollowed. They're very aware of it. Don't do it, okay? Don't follow too many people. You're gonna get picked up as a fake account. Last thing we're gonna get into, this is where we're gonna spend the most amount of time, is Leif's Facebook ads. Okay, now a lot of you have not done Facebook ads, and even the thought of spending money on your business doesn't sound like something that you want to do. There's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is, if you really, really, really wanna grow, you're gonna have to invest some money into your business. The great news is that Facebook advertising, Instagram advertising, it's gone up in price over the last 5 years, of course, but it still is so cheap. Like you heard Leif saying, he can usually get a follower for about 25 cents, and they're a very targeted follower, because that's the point of Facebook advertising and why there's so much hype behind it, is because of the targeting that you can do. You can find people in any age demographic, of any occupation, where they live. You can set the age boundaries. And the amazing thing is no matter what, even if your ad doesn't work how you want it to, you'll have no such thing as failure when doing a paid ad. Because let me just give you an example here. Let's say I say, I'm just gonna throw 10 bucks at it. And 10 bucks, guys, that's a lot of people that will see your ad. That's the great thing. You don't think like Facebook ads, oh, I don't have $1,000. If you have $5, go throw it at Facebook ads. Okay, it will be one of the best $5 that you spent, even if you don't get any results from it, because, excuse me, you will, no matter what, get results from it. Whether they are good or not doesn't matter, because even the bad results, if you spend $5 and you end up getting 3 followers from it, and you can see, okay, I had this video ad where it was me saying, hey, if you're a realtor, go ahead and check out my page, swipe up, follow me for free information. And you see that 50 people swiped up and then 3 followed you, that just told you that the part of your following funnel that's wrong is that when people get to your account, for whatever reason, whether it's your account's theme or the quality of your content or your bio or anything like that, it will tell you that there's something in there that needs to be fixed. And that is information that you did not have before. Okay, I know you have it on your view insights, but it still is very valuable to see that information. Or maybe you just say, look at, like, because Facebook will tell you in the ads manager how many 3-second views you got. And if it will tell you the average watch time. So right now, I got some tweaking to do, because my 15-second story ad of me saying, hey, this is Derek Vidal, host of Instagram Marketing Secrets podcast. If you're looking to grow your following, build your brand, or sell products and services, swipe up, listen to my podcast for free. That's exactly what I said. The reason why I could regurgitate that so quick is I took like 100 takes before. I was like, all right, that's what I'm going to do. But still, the average watch time of someone watching that video is 2 seconds. So what that tells me is that I'm not in a cool enough background. I'm not capturing their attention in the first couple seconds like I need to, and it's giving me a lot of insight, and I've only been charged like $2 so far, and I've already figured that out, okay? And I've gotten some website clicks too. Don't know exactly how much of my podcast they listen to or whatever, but it is at least worth throwing some money back into your business, running a Facebook ad, and even if you throw $5 at it, you're gonna, one, gain the skill of creating your first Facebook ad, to get results. And that's why I like to say there's no such thing as failure. There are only results. There's no such thing as failure. There are only results. Entrepreneurs are people who are okay getting results and tweaking. And the general public says, you guys are crazy. You just failed. You just ran a $5 ad that didn't convert the amount of people you wanted. I guess you failed. Did I fail? Because I'm pretty sure that the create another Facebook ad button is still live here. So I guess I'm still in the game. Okay, there's nothing that takes you out of the game besides you. And I'm going to do a separate call on this because I love getting into motivational stuff too. Hopefully you can hear in my voice. I'm like, yes, let's go. Okay, I love talking motivation. I love talking about belief and just getting things done. So we'll get into that in the show as well. But for the first 40, 50 episodes, I just wanted to give you guys the information that you really want to hear, the information that you really came to my podcast for, and that's for Instagram marketing. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about Leif's ad specifically. This is a very simple ad to just gain followers, and everyone listening wants followers, targeted followers, of course. So this is something that you can do. If you're a personal brand, even if you're a business and you're the face of your business, this is the simple funnel here. Know me, trust me, pay me. And the thing that a lot of people are getting mixed up on is they want to just be like, know me, pay me. Know me, pay me. Hey, I'm Leif. I'm a real estate guy. If you want me to run your real estate marketing ads, go ahead and pay me money here. Okay, that would be an example of Leif trying to move customers through his funnel too quickly. Instead, knowing how sales today works, you have to provide people with free information before they ever trust you to pay you money. And that's totally my philosophy too. I want to make you money before I even consider asking you to invest in one of my paid courses. Okay, or my coaching packages or anything like that, I will make you money first. And that's why if you want a free analysis, like I mentioned in the last bonus episode, if you're seeing it, then you'll know what I'm talking about. But if you want a free Instagram analysis, I'm always okay giving some free advice. Message me on IGM Secrets. I'll hop in there. I'll give you 3 to 5 tips of what I think you should be doing. And if you want more, then you can check out the coaching packages I have available. But no matter what, you got those free tips and you're going to love it. Okay. Know me, trust me, pay me. You have to move your clients and your customers through that funnel. So even if you're a product, what is the trust me phase? Okay. Know me would be they saw an ad for your product. Trust me would be that they saw reviews on your product and then they pay you. Okay, and that's how online sales works, is you have to have good reviews, because that's the one thing that people are missing in an e-commerce setting versus going in store. In store, they can pick it up, they can hold it, and they can come to a judgment themselves, or they can ask, you know, the clerks that are working there, hey, do people return this? Is this pretty good? And they'll tell you, oh, that thing is great, we never did any returns, or whatever. Okay, and you can get that extra level of, okay, I've held the product, I've asked the lady about it, but online, you're looking at a picture, and it could be, let's say it's just that, a picture for your walls, because this is something my roommate did. He always wanted to buy, like, he saw nice art on that Wish app, right? And then you'd buy it, and you'd get a poster. It wouldn't be, like, in the picture, they'd have a framed poster, and it looked like legit art. And it was like, $20, damn, like down from 400. I mean, whatever. And he'd get it and we wouldn't be that disappointed with how cheap it would be, but it would come in like a poster roll and it would be a lot smaller. Okay, there's a lot of things in online sales that people are naturally skeptical of. And it's for good reason a lot of time too, because sometimes you will buy something online that looks a lot more quality than it is, and you'll get it and you'll be like, ah, damn, right? So that's why the reviews really back it up. So if you're looking to do the simple Facebook ad that Leif's doing, I can tell you, if you're brand new to Facebook ads, all you need is a Facebook page. All right, you need a Facebook page. Even if you invest no time into it, Facebook owns Instagram, and Instagram ads are done through Facebook Ads Manager. So what you're gonna do, you're gonna go into Facebook. If you don't have a page yet, you're gonna make it. Then you're gonna tie that page to your Instagram account. Okay, this will all be pretty obvious as soon as you just get in there and just mess around a little bit. Of course, just DM me or even message Leif on this. He's the real pro on this. Message him if you have any questions throughout this process. He even does a quick program too. If you're like, I need someone to walk me through this live and make this ad with me, Leif does have that as an option available too. Otherwise, we're always okay giving some free tips and advice as well. So you're going to create that Facebook page, then you're going to make a Facebook ads account. So with that page, then you're going to go up into settings, you're going to go to ads manager, you're going to create an account. It's going to be pretty straightforward. All right, you're going to put in like your bank account information and stuff like that. And then what you're going to do, you're going to go to create ad, and you're going to set your budget and everything like that. So basically, let's say that you want to throw $10 at it. How I would probably do it is you have a $10 campaign budget, and then you're going to spend $5 a day for 2 days. Hey, so like, how simple is that? Just have it set to spend $5 a day for 2 days. And a lot of times it'll be like, yeah, we only spend $8.30 or $4, right? Which tells you there's other things with your ad that need to be tweaked if Facebook couldn't find $10 worth of people to show it to. But you're gonna go in there, you're gonna set that, and then you're gonna make your quick little ad. So again, just try to be engaging in the first couple seconds of the video, introduce them to you, introduce them to the free value that you offer, and that's it. Okay, just tell them, hey, if you're looking for some help in the fitness industry and you could use a little bit of extra guidance, go ahead and swipe up, check out my free content, and message me if you have any questions at all. Just leave it at that, okay? Free content, check me out, follow me, DM me, okay? That's amazing. If someone would go follow you and shoot you a DM right away, then you've got instant engagement with that new follower too. That's beautiful. The other thing that I'm lacking on in my video is my background isn't cool enough. I think it just looks like I'm a person at a desk, because I am a person at a desk. So maybe I need to, like, I'm in Colorado, maybe I gotta go up on a hike and take a video from the mountains. So it just instantly engages people, like, wait, what's going on? What is this guy saying? Put yourself in a cool area. And then for targeting, it should be pretty obvious. So if you're a fitness person, then you're gonna put, like, interests are gym, I guess. That might be a little bit too broad. So let's say you're a fitness person that specializes on the keto diet and you mostly just wanna work with women. So then you can change it to women, ages 18 to 35. Or maybe you're like, 18, they typically don't have enough money for my program anyways. Ages 21 to 40 or whatever, okay? Look at your Instagram insights to give you some more ideas about the demographics that currently follow you. And then you can set, you know, just United States, or you can set it to the world. It's all pretty obvious once you get in there. And then for interest, maybe you put keto, or you have an, there's an influencer in the keto field, right? And you're like, oh, anyone that follows this coach would probably be interested in my material. Like for me, my ad, I ran it to people that are interested in Gary Vaynerchuk, Ty Lopez, or Russell Brunson. And that's who's receiving my ad right now. If they have an interest in one or more of those three things and they fit the rest of my demographics, then they're qualified to get my ad. And that would be the first ad that you run. And then, you know, retargeting ads is the next part of it. And we'll get into that in the future, or obviously ask Leif about that. But I just wanted to give you guys the simple formula. If you've never run an ad and you're curious, how do I even get started? All you need is a Facebook page tied to your Instagram account. Then you can go in there and just set it to like Instagram stories or Facebook stories. And if you are gonna do a story post, it needs to be 9x16 format. If you're doing an Instagram regular post, as you guys should know, 4x5 crop ratio works best. And if you're doing Facebook or YouTube ads even, which is set up on a different platform, then you're gonna want it to be widescreen. So you typically do wanna make different ads for the different platforms, so you're not showing a super cutoff video on, you know, an Instagram regular post if you filmed it 9x16, which is just you taking your phone and filming yourself vertically. So yeah, guys, again, I just wanna give you the basic intro into how you can actually do it, but just take them through the basic funnel of know me, trust me, then they're going to pay you later. Not at the end of the ad. You're going to offer your free advice, ask them to follow you. You're going to send them over to your page, and then your page is going to mimic what you said in the ad, is going to be basically in the bio. So it all adds up. This whole process is very smooth, and have some kind of call to action. If you want free advice on fitness, go ahead and click the follow button. Okay, smash the follow button if you're looking for free keto meal prep advice. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening to the show, IGM community, I need to call you again. Hopefully that's the name that we stick with. Otherwise, again, guys, go ahead and message me on IGM Secrets if you got a baller name that needs to be considered, and I'll shout you out if we choose it. But go crush it today, guys. Have a great one. We'll talk to you soon.